Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And Happy New Year. I hope everybody had a good celebration. Maybe you really celebrated the ending of a bad year for you, and maybe you're looking forward to a good year. And we're going to talk a little bit about the retrospective over the past year. And as a matter of fact, you could do this for your entire life. And that way, in taking a pondering upon, you know, the things that affected your life in the news cycle and so forth over the past however many years you've been alive, I think that in doing that, you'll probably find that, well, there's very specific things that really have big effects on your life, and then there's some things that don't. I mean, in all honesty, we happen to be our worst enemies because we tend to invoke some of the worst things that happen to us, like, boy, I wish I would never have said that, then I wouldn't have gotten fired, or what have you. Anyway, as you know, the show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org, and you are listening to the only show that is dedicated into saving the Constitution. And the way we do it, and as you know, this whole show is based upon the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions that will actually make, this is maybe a bold assertion, but the solutions that we are advocating will preserve liberty for our posterity. There's no doubt in my mind, because what we are doing is exactly what the framers would do. And exactly, we're just using the same things that they've given us to ensure that we have a system. Because, as you know, there are all of these checks and balances built into the system. And it's about time we started using the checks that have never been used before. Anyway, so today's really a marketing show. As I kind of mentioned, and I hope that everybody was able to understand how to really lay out your goals. Because the whole point is, and this is the thing you have to remember about your goals, you have to really lay out the details of what you need to do. And then you just don't, you know, put it in your drawer. You have to print those things out. You have to put things down, that things that you need to get accomplished this month, just to make sure that you're on track for next month and the 6 months and the year. You have to constantly be looking at your plan. You have to constantly, you know, when you go to work, you have to constantly look at your calendar. What do I need to get done today? Well, it's the same thing with your goals. And you have to make sure that your goals are making it onto your calendar so that you get those things done, whether that be going to your community college and immersing yourself in a technical skill, even though you've got a degree, doesn't matter. There are things that we need to do to constantly maintain our competitiveness, as well as our productivity, as well as our skills, so forth and so on. We are a work in progress, right? We have to constantly improve ourselves. So anyway, what we're doing, because this is a marketing show, what we're going to be doing today is we're going to kind of give you a look ahead, but we also want to remind you that you need to start checking the Red State Talk Radio page on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org website if you want to know what's coming up and possibly when that's coming up, if we can give you a crystal ball look at when these days, you know, on this day this will air, so forth and so on. Sometimes we'll be doing that. But we will be getting that information up there. As a matter of fact, I promise myself that is going to happen today. So that way, when we get into some content shows coming up, such as the ratification debates, we're going to be pulling the ratification debates up, and we're going to be going through those. What we want you to do is check the Red State Talk Radio podcast page when the next marketing day will be coming so that, okay, then we'll get some, you know, other information. The reason why is when I'm focused on content, like with the goals, I just went through the goals. That's what we do. We want to make sure that we're not trying to cross-pollinate and or try to waste a lot of time. That way we can get through the content a little more efficiently, more quickly, and not have to worry about, you know, keeping you apprised. And as a matter of fact, the reason we're going to go through the the news cycle is just to prove some points to you. So let me kind of get through this obligatory front end that we do with the marketing and the news shows. As you know, we're trying to start planting seeds for Constitution Day. That'll be September 17th this year. It happens to be September 17th every year, but this year again, September 17th is Constitution Day. What are you going to do to help, you know, improve people's awareness of the Constitution and make the Constitution more central to our everyday lives? Because, and we'll even get into why it's important. Because if you understand what is affecting your lives and what's affecting your happiness, your quality of life, and so forth and so on, the Constitution has a bigger role to play on that than most anything else that you are experiencing in your life, more than you really want to admit and more than you really probably think. Anyway, with that, we are, again, going to be, like I said, covering the ratification debates, and we can give you the look on that. It won't start this week. It'll probably start next week. We'll probably have a Mitchell-Nicholas Gerber update. We're going to try to get some new perspectives and some other interviews in and keep an eye on the Red State Talk Radio or during the marketing like this. We'll let you know. But I know Mitchell has committed to connecting with me before he goes back to Vietnam. So we will be talking with him regarding live organ harvesting, as well as some concepts of how to start creating pressure. Because what you want to do is you want to get people at a grassroots level, or at least getting people motivated to actually taking a stand and or taking a different tactic that actually forces government to shift. If you get them to have to start reacting to you, then you start controlling the game. Kind of like Trump with his Twitters. When he starts sending out Twitter announcements and so forth, and he engages the press, or actually the press reacts to him, he's in control. If you can get them to respond, and so some of these things, what we want to do is we want to get through some of these things out into China so that maybe China and the people in China can start, you know, being responsive to the people instead of the party and the politicians of the government making the people respond to them. And let's start talking about statehood, because I believe that is the one thing that'll start shifting China towards, you know, it will force them to have to react. Because all of a sudden, if the people start getting the word, hey, you know what, we could become a state in the United States. Especially if we can get actually Trump and other people to actually start putting it on their, you know, because it's not on their radar. Nobody ever thinks of these types of things. So you have to just kind of have to drop the bomb and say, hey, you know, why don't we start coercing, or not coercing, but why don't we start poking China in the eye and start calling on Taiwan and Hong Kong and some of these other, you know, Macau, some of these other locations that have had some taste of freedom and liberty to say, why don't you guys just become states of the United States? We'll walk you through the process. We'll see how we can, you know, expedite the process as much as we possibly can. But bottom line is, I think this would be a great opportunity for you guys to become, you know, the state of Hong Kong, the state of, boom, Taiwan, and so forth. That would put China on its heels, because now they don't have to worry about a Pacific in between them and us. they're actually right there connected or just across a little body of water like the Straits of Taiwan or the Taiwanese Straits or whatever that is. Anyway, I have to pull up a map and look at it, but you get my point. You get the gist. It's almost like Cuba and Russia when Cuba started putting missiles, or I should say Russia started putting missiles in Cuba. That was a big move. And so why don't we, because we can actually do this. It's not about us in a conquest. It is about these states saying, you know what? We want liberty and we want to be able to, you know, go to that trough of liberty that the United States has, to heck with the UN and to heck with China. We want to become a part of the United States. And I truly believe that when we make that paradigm shift in the world, people would much rather become a part of the United States than become subjugated to the global communism that is that we've been competing with since Woodrow Wilson and his League of Nations. Anyway, our listen number is 605-562-4209. Okay, so when we come back from the break, we will, I'll plug Red State Coffee now to you. We still have Red State Coffee as our sponsor. And we hope to actually, once we get all of our IT migrations and everything else done with our Red State Talk radio programs, we will probably start updating a lot of stuff. So you'll probably notice some changes in the next few weeks, couple months. Anyway, we're going into a hard break. What we want to do is have you stay tuned. We will start diving into the news and the news cycle and how it really doesn't affect you right after these two promos. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
All right. So I'm not sure what your political milieu or your environment is at your workspace, but let's say you've got a lot of liberals that you work with. The best way you can really stir things up is, especially if there's like a coffee, we call it in the Marine Corps coffee mess, but if you have like a coffee provided or what have you, and sometimes employers provide that, but one way you can really stir things up is, you know, by bringing in Red State Coffee. It's a premium roast coffee. And so all I'm saying and suggesting is that you get some Red State Coffee, take it in, and you share it with those progressives, because bottom line is they're consuming that, then they're actually helping, because by your purchase and their consumption, your consumption of Red State Coffee, you're actually supporting our cause in taking back the Constitution and getting our public servants back in line. As you know, our public servants are really the problem. It is the government that is the problem. It is not our Constitution. And as I've gone through this, as patriots, our loyalty is to the Constitution. We take an oath to the Constitution not to follow the president, not to follow only, we only follow them when they are adhering and complying to the Constitution. When they don't, we are obligated, it is our responsibility to stand up and say, hey, you're not complying to the Constitution. That's what we're supposed to be doing, folks. And let's put real perspective into patriotism. So let's try to really stir the pot, poke the progressives in the eye by taking Red State Coffee to work and having and sharing that with your progressive friends. Don't tell them. Let them be drinking it for a while and go, you know, this is really good coffee. And then when they finally ask, well, where are you getting this coffee? Oh, well, it's Red State Coffee. Red State Coffee. What do you mean Red State Coffee? And just get their ire up that they're actually consuming a, I'll never drink, because they're ideologues that way. And it'll probably leave a real bitter taste in their mouth. Not the coffee itself, but the fact that they were helping consume a product that was, you know, actually the proceeds were supporting the show. Now, the proceeds that support the show is, one, we're trying to finish, you know, the reimbursement of a couple of trips we made last year and the year before. So in 2018, 2019, we still trying to pay off those trips. We've got a lot of marketing and commercials and those types of things we need to start kicking off. And we're already mailing postcards. So in other words, we're basically using GR's funding instead of actually self-funding our needs and so forth. And the best way to help self-fund us is either buying these products or you can send us a check directly. If you don't drink coffee, or if you have, you know, more concerns with, you know, just supporting other products, just support us directly. You can send us an email and we can give you the information of where to mail a check or what you can do directly. We also have PayPal and other forms of paying. We've got the GoFundMe out on the GoFundMe page. So there's ways you can get money to us to help us. But we do have postcards up. Need to get those pictures of the postcard. And as a matter of fact, I will probably make that note. And so there we go, postcards. Now I have a note to myself so that I will get the pictures of the postcards up on Reclaiming the Republic so you can see what we're sending out in Wyoming. And we would love it if you would want to buy some of these for your state so that you can start sending these out for your state as well. Now, these are kind of tailored towards the uniqueness of Wyoming, but we will work with you in making the changes, get these things printed and mailed so that you can start mailing these out to your mailing list. Now, who has mailing lists? Well, if you're a part, if you're a PCO, a precinct committee officer or a captain or what have you, if you're involved in the party, then you will have the mailing list to the Republicans in your precinct, in your county, and so forth. This is how we take the party back. We get people that want to see constitutional compliance instead of people that want to push the party agenda. We do not take an oath to support the party. I think sometimes when you actually join the party, that's what you're supposed to do. And as far as I'm concerned, the party should have an oath of supporting the Constitution, just like a political operative, I would call him, but actually public servant. But anyway, we need your support, and there's many ways you can support. And as you know, you can get involved. If you don't know how to get involved, email us, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We would be honored to help you get involved and become the change that needs to occur in your county and in your state. Remember, there is the Constitution Club that'll actually help you. So if you go to constitutionclub.ning.com, then you can actually start finding other people in your community. Now, one of the things that kind of, you know, comes up to my mind when I was talking to Keith Borders about the Constitution Club, he made a clear statement. And actually, we all know this because it's called the Trump or the conservative effect. People do not think that their liberties are at risk as long as they have a Republican president. And so during the Obama years, the Constitution Club was, I mean, jumping and jumping and membership and so forth. And it has fizzled down quite a bit because people think that Trump is the solution, and he's not. He can't be the solution. And we'll get into that as well. Maybe not today, but in tomorrow's marketing, but we are going to be covering all of these points in fact so that you understand that politicians are the problem. People have to start forcing politicians to comply. And the only way to do that is you start at your local level, at your county and your state. Now, there's no sign of news that the federal government is disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. Therefore, it leaves the burden is left to us. There you go. We have the onus of getting things done if it's going to get done. Now, one of the things we want to also do, because I won't be doing this when we're doing content, we want you to start helping us grow the show base, our listenership, by letting people know, hey, you know, they're going to be talking about the ratification debates. And if you don't understand the ratification debates and how they're so important, you need to tune in. And that way they can actually start getting the message. They can actually understand that the Constitution has been clearly defined and we have legal grounds in demanding compliance to those terms and definitions that were used in the acceptance of the contract, period. Those terms and definitions were given to the state, not the people. States are perpetual entities, and those definitions apply then as well as they do today to those entities. That's why it was the state. That, to me, that was the brilliance of why the states were the primary stakeholders, that we, the people, then would be able to actually reach back and say, hey, states, you were told that this is what the federal government was supposed to be able to do and not be able to do, and you're not holding them accountable. That's where we come in. And it's time we start waking the states up. Okay, so we will be coming up, and that'll be on the Red State Talk Radio, you know, upcoming things that we're going to cover will be the Elijah Cumming Memorial or the remembering of Elijah Cummings. And the other thing I want to do, because it's time to stir the pot some more, why is there no outrage regarding the NBA embracing and loving the Communist Party of China? Why is it? Because if you understand communism, that is the most fundamental form of slavery that, you know, is actually promoting people to become subjugated by the state. I mean, by definition, communism is subjugation to the state. And you would think that the good folks that are fans of the NBA would stand up and say, are you kidding me? We're not coming to your stinking games anymore. Just go to China and become a communist sport. Let them, you know, let them choke on that. Anyway, one of the things that we do want to get into is the past year. So before looking at the news today, let me ask you, what happened in the news cycle in 2019 that actually affected you and how you lived? Did the year build up of impeachment? I mean, it took literally the whole year to slowly obtain consensus so that they could move forward with impeachment. Now, did this whole year of building up this and the impeachment itself, did this really affect you? Did it affect the food that you could buy or the cars or your gas? Did the impeachment affect your, I mean, if it affected your sleep, then you really need to decompress. And that's why probably the best thing you can do is just stop watching the news. Stop watching the news cycle, especially these hacks in D.C. If you watch the news, the only takeaway should be we've got to do something about this. We've got to start moving on Republic Review. Let these things be your motivators. That's the whole point of this. That's why I call this marketing. We're talking about the news, but it should be, it's actually marketing to say, what is it going to take? How much more crap are you going to take from your politicians before you demand compliance to the Constitution? Really? Anyway, we're at that hard break. So when we come back, we're going to be diving into some more news perspective regarding, you know, the 2019 news cycle. And I want you to even look at this, you know, in your entire lifetime, looking back at all the news. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back before we get into the actual news of the current time. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
I can proudly say that I did not lose hardly any of my time of productivity regarding the impeachment. You heard probably the only time consumed over this radio show over the past year regarding. I mean, I really feel for people that spent hours and hours worrying, talking, and discussing. And I am telling you, it was a lot of money for the news agencies and a lot of money for the grievance industry or conservative entertainers that are out there telling you, oh, we got to stop this. This is terrible. They're not offering you the solution. They're getting you consumed into their product. And you buy their sponsors and you support them, some of you. And, you get what you pay for. You get no solutions and you get heartache, ulcers, I mean, whatever. So the question is, and it remains, did the year that it took to build up to basically for the impeachment, the trial, and everything else, and all the time it consumed, Did it really affect the food you could eat or buy? Or did it affect your car? Did it affect your energy? No. It had no impact. Even though the prices may have gone up, the impeachment did not have any effect on that. There were other things that affected that, and we'll talk about that. But here's another question. Climate change. Oh, climate change, climate change. We're being told all this rhetoric and hyperbolic speech on climate change is going to kill us all. But did it have any big impact in your life, your ability to buy food or anything else? Because if you look at those factors that affect the cost of food, the availability, and all of those things, climate change had nothing to do with any of that. But we spent a lot of time talking about it. If you kind of look at the primary news cycles, I mean, climate change was probably one of the big ones. You know, the impeachment was another huge one. I can understand catastrophic events like earthquakes, weather events, whether they be tornadoes or hurricanes, floods, or even fires. Those things directly affect people in the region or in the area. And we become very sympathetic and we want to, you know, our hearts go out and there are people that need help and we want to contribute to that. And that's great. That's how it should be. People should be contributing and helping those people, you know, especially like in New Orleans. We should be helping those people that want to leave the area or those people that are willing to spend their own money in protecting them so that they never flood again. Okay. Yeah, those things make sense. But somebody that just lives in harm's way and then just when they get hurt and things get damaged, they go, we need you to help us. And as much as that pulls on our heartstrings of the catastrophe that they face and the sacrifices and the loss, and I mean, it's just terrible. But, you know, you're living in a hurricane alley. You're living in tornado alley. I mean, why aren't you living underground? Or why are you living in houses and structures like a mobile home in hurricane alley? If you can't afford to live in the appropriate home in hurricane alley, then I would move somewhere else where you don't have that threat and live in a mobile home. We have to start thinking, folks. I know that maybe we grew up there, we have our, but you're not forced to live there. We're not tying you down. We're not tying you down to living on the edge of the ocean to where when there's enough wave action, you get flooded out every year and the federal government, us taxpayers, bail you out. So we are affected by these types of events because our governments tend to take money from us to help these folks, and or we're directly impacted because we're right there in the, you know, in the flood, the weather event, or what have you. Here's another question, though. Because data breaches were big this past year, were you affected by a data breach? And if so, was there anything other than accountability to the company, let's say the Equifax? You know, did that big lawsuit and the settlement and so forth. The question is, did they actually solve the problem? Or did they just squeeze Equifax for a lot of money out of their stockholders so that, you know, you and I can get, you know, pennies on the dollar on the damage that you may have been. But I don't know anybody that was actually damaged by the breach other than the fact that somebody has, you know, access to your information. Now, I can tell you LifeLock and those types of insurance companies, if you want to call them an insurance company, I mean, their revenues are going up because, shoot, we're so vulnerable. Our politicians could solve this problem. And I've said this before. It's the same thing with your title, you know, because Bill O'Reilly's out there advertising for Title Lock. So you have Title Lock insurance. Why is it? So what should happen if you are the legal deed holder and all of a sudden somebody is scammed and so forth, there ought to be a quick and easy process to prove that you're the legal deed holder for that home and that somebody has scammed the banks and so forth, that you're not accountable and that your property cannot be held hostage by these banks. Who is responsible for that data to be available out on the internet anyway? 9 times out of 10, it's your county. It's your state. It is the realtors. It is the realtors association, but they never pay for anything. They just, oh, well, your stuff got stolen and somebody has put us, you know, taken out a whole bunch of loans and walked away and left you with the bag. No, you should not be left with the bag. It's not... The fact that that information was available to them was not because you put it on the internet. It's one thing if everybody had their own web page and they put their own documentation regarding the lot number and all the things necessary for somebody to be able to steal your title for your, or actually not steal it, but leverage it in a bank to say that I'm the owner by a bunch of fraud. Are you kidding me? Why is it that we're the ones, we're the victims, and we're the ones that are being victimized when, you know, clearly our politicians could easily make it so that, nope, the homeowner is not accountable, banks. The homeowner is not accountable, counties, state. We have to do better, and they can't be held accountable for some fraud scheme. Because people got access to that data because of the banks, because of the title companies, because of the counties, because of a whole bunch of other people, except for the homeowner. But still, we, you know, we're being thrown around and tossed to and fro, and we're the ones being left holding the bag. It's got to change, folks. It's got to change. So were you affected by the government shutdown? There's another question. I mean, there was a big news cycle story about the government shutting down. Did that affect you? Oh, well, we wanted to take a winter holiday through, you know, through some park to freeze our butts off because, you know, that's what we wanted to do. And the government shutdown kept us from doing that. No. Now, how about all the shootings around the nation? Did that affect you? Did that directly affect you? Other than red flag laws getting passed and the increased threat on your liberties via these laws might be affecting you. You know, they might be affecting your family, but unless you were actually there, and it's a very small percentage, because if you look at how few people were in, you know, these areas where the shooting occurred, less than 1% of the United States, I mean, it's a fraction of a percent, a small fraction of a percent of people that were actually affected because they were in the bar. And so the reality is all of these things really don't affect you. What happens is the news and the way they portray it, they try to motivate you that it will affect you, and they want to get you stimulated to surrender your liberties for safety. How about the raid on Area 51? That was a pretty big news cycle story, you know, in this past year. Did that affect you? Or did you get a good giggle out of it at least? Or maybe the Burning Man, or the Burning Man, that's separate. That's also a different event. But what about the burning of Notre Dame and the cathedral? Did that affect you? The fact that now there's less than probably 50% chance that they'll be able to restore it. Did that affect you? Does this affect you? Were you planning on going to the cathedral? I mean, I don't know what the percentage of Americans is, but it's still a fraction of a percent. It's not like we're sending 3 million Americans through the cathedral on a yearly basis. Sorry, that's just not happening, right? So, folks, if you really take an honest look at what affects your everyday life, I'm telling you, it's the politicians that are getting elected and the bureaucrats that are being positioned into places that can create regulations and statutes. And these things have the greatest impact on your daily life. Have your taxes gone up in the past year? I'll bet they have. And I'm not just talking about income tax because, you know, there are some states that are looking at instituting or increasing income tax. California had to. As a matter of fact, everybody in California was definitely affected with the Trump tax cuts because he was no longer subsidizing the state taxes against your federal taxes. So your taxes have gone up, but that has more to do with your politicians than any type of news cycle. And it's not. It is not in the everyday news cycle that how much of your taxes are going up. We got a break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so here's another question for you. Are you dealing with new regulations that are going to affect your everyday life? I'll give you a good one. I believe the people in Oregon can no longer get plastic bags or bags for their groceries. You know, everybody's scrambling, trying to find... What was the point in this? It's the same thing with straws, plastic straws. Folks, what the heck is going on? You know, as a matter of fact, there's very little coverage and there's very few people that are attuned to what the heck is going on in your state capitol, in your county commissioners' meetings and so forth. And who should be holding your state legislators, at least your Senate, accountable for what the heck they're doing to you? It should be your county commissioners. You got to understand, we're a Republican form of government, a representative form of government. And the Senate in the state is supposed to represent the counties. And the House of Representatives are supposed to represent the people in the county. Just like a state has a guaranteed representative of one person and two senators, counties need equal representation. But because they've moved into the model of democracy, they have basically violated the Constitution and made an apportionment based on population only. I am here to tell you that the Constitution would never have been ratified and we would still be dealing with dysfunctional government of the Articles of Confederation had the little states not said, we do not trust you big states. And it's the same thing with the little population counties of your state. They shouldn't be trusting the big population counties because what they do is they dictate laws, regulations, and how you're going to live in ways that you they should not have any impact on you. They should not be able to tax you for their mass transit system that they want to implement in the big city. Are you kidding? That's tyrannical government. We had all sorts of checks and balances in our constitutional system. The states should have equal checks and balances. That's how it was. That's what we need to get back to. And I am telling you that the things that are actually affecting you and your everyday life, and as a matter of fact, I know more people that get, oh, you know, this epiphany at the beginning of every year, hey, you know, now we can't drive around eating or drinking because it's considered a distraction to driving, as they try to create new regulations in generating revenue. Oh, yeah, because now they can cite you. If you look, and I want you to really look forward to this 2020 election, because if you look at how the elections of politicians actually affects your wallet, your quality of life, and your daily living, there is no reason why you are being caught up in all of these pathetic stories that really don't have any effect. I mean, you can be very, you don't have to be insensitive, but you should not allow these things to consume your everyday life. Turn the doggone news off. I'm telling you, if you've got any news, whether it be Fox News or anything, 9 times out of 10, they are just grinding an agenda, especially your local Fox. They're just as liberal as the rest of them. And I'm here to tell you that you can watch maybe your favorite entertainer. I like Tucker Carlson. I don't spend a lot of time watching or listening to him, but he goes out of his way to try to bring you a story and make you think. That's what I like about Tucker Carlson. And he just doesn't support the status quo. That's the thing that infuriated me about Bill O'Reilly. He wasn't looking out for you. This guy was a great manager of his franchise, and he was out there telling you that. Anyway, how are we supposed to control our politicians? Because bottom line, it's the politicians causing the problems. Well, I'm telling you right now, folks, the politicians have made laws. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a great one. Typically, in most states, what happens when they come out with a new low-flow toilet, new low-flow something, they'll pass a law that these are the only types of things that you can buy in that particular state, these low-flow products. And then they create this regulation that all licensed plumbers, just on toilets, all licensed plumbers, it is illegal if they install a high-flow toilet. Let's say you're building a new house and you really like your old fixtures, your old toilets and so forth, because you don't want to use a low-flow, they will not allow those plumbers to install those toilets. Even though they're yours, even though you paid for them, the law now keeps plumbers from doing what you want them to do. And they're supposed to report you. My friends, there are no standards for our politicians. They're passing ex post facto laws. They are passing bills of attainder. They are doing anything and everything that they should not have the privileges and the rights to do as politicians. And the only thing that we can do is to vote them out. One of the things I want to do locally is I want to get rid of Kathy McMorris Rogers as the representative of the area where I live. I've asked people to support in the Spokane City, I don't even live there, to support a radio show dedicated to getting rid of her and all of the rhinos. Until we actually start having an open and honest dialogue that actually points the finger at our problems are our politicians, until we do that, I'm here to tell you that our lives are going to be tossed to and fro, and we are the victims in that tossing. And they don't care. They don't care. So when is it that we're going to care about them complying to our Constitution? Well, what we have to do is we have to start calling for the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. If you're familiar with that, if not, you need to listen to this show because we go through it on a regular basis. We need to start invoking Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. I'm telling you, if you look at how they violate our Constitution at the national level, it drives violations down at the state level as well as the local level. Our constitutions, I want to be very clear, delegate general specific powers. They are not general. I did just say general. Our constitutions delegate very specific powers, not general powers. The federal constitution does not delegate the federal government the power to regulate medical care, the power to even determine life when it exists, marriage. If you look at the things that they've got their hands in, over 85% of it probably now, probably 90% of what they're meddling with, they have no constitutional authority to do so. So the problem has to be very obvious to you. The things that are actually affecting every day of your life really has nothing to do with what's on that boob tube, but it has everything what these politicians are doing in secret. Passing laws, and next thing you know, you wake up in January and you find out that you can't do this, you can't do that, and oh, you're going to be paying more in taxes. We have to start waking up. You need to really start waking up and making 2020 and committing to making 2020 the year. Now, I'm here to tell you that if we do not get 2020 and movement in a state legislative body, and so our focus is with Wyoming, we want to get Wyoming legislators replaced with people who are committed to holding the Constitution as the standard. I mean, you know, you got to have a license to be an electrician, a plumber, all these different professional fields. But a politician doesn't have to have any standards. All they can do is just go in and wreak havoc. And the standard has to be the Constitution. If you don't understand it, you can't comply to it, you're gone. And we shouldn't even let them run if they don't understand their constitutional limitations. Don't give them a chance to fail. I tell you what, they don't give anybody a chance to fail when it comes to the professions. They create all these constrictions and regulations and so forth. We have to start doing the same thing to them. I mean, it's not that it's fair. It only makes sense. It's about safety, folks, right? I mean, that's why they claim that they need to have plumbers certified. We need our politicians certified that they understand the Constitution so that our liberties may be preserved. That's the only way we can protect our liberty. Our liberties are in danger because of our politicians. Now, this is one of the reasons why I'm advocating for calling on counties and states to have constitutional conventions to actually root out the evils in your constitution of delegating powers to your state government that you don't want them to have. They should not be dictating vaccinations. They should not be dictating every facet of your life. And more importantly, we have to initiate republic review. If we do not get this initiated, if the good Lord and your help, and I believe in the power of prayer, folks, I just ask that you pray and ponder on these things. There is no doubt in my mind that as we start disengaging from the news cycle, more and more people are realizing this, but instead of just disengaging and going on vacations, we need to disengage so that we can actually get out there and have an impact. We need to disengage and get active in promoting Republic Review, promoting the content on this show, getting people equally informed so that we can actually start exercising our knowledge and our power. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. And we'll be back with more marketing tomorrow. Thank you so much.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.